Shuvas Yaakov, in Chelek Aleph Siman Lamed Daled, discusses a shaila where somebody on Sukkos has available to him a set of Daled Minim. However, he wants to wait a little while to get an Esrog Mehudar. And the question that's asked, should he wait? Or should he do the mitzvah with the kosher set of Daled Minim that he has, albeit they're not the same quality of the set that he's expecting to come, but still use the set that he has because of his reason, Magdimim L'mitzvahs. Actually, I saw another variation of the Shaila is where somebody, it's Hanukkah, and we know on Hanukkah, the mitzvah l'chatchila is to light the menorah with oil. And this person only has candles available. But if he'll wait a little while, he'll get the oil. What should he do? So he says, at first glance, certainly, we would suggest to zrizim magdim l'mitzvahs is always more appropriate. He brings a raya from the Gemara Masechta Menachos Daf Ayin Beis, where the Gemara says that we know there are kabbonis that are oil of yoyrid, that they depend on your financial status. That the halacha is that if somebody right now unfortunately can't afford the animal because he's not able to pay for an animal, he should bring now a bird, he should bring now a karban mincha, and not wait until he'll have an opportunity to bring a better carbon, the carbon of a behemoth. He quotes a halacha from Arachayim Simon Chavhei, where if somebody, we know what halacha is, the lechatchila in the morning when we put on tefillin, we should also have a talus. What happens if somebody only has tefillin available? Should he wait until a talus will become available? Or should he put on the tefillin immediately, and when the talus comes, it'll come? That the halacha is, you put on the tefillin immediately, and you don't wait for the talus to come. However, he says that all these rayas are not compelling. He says in the situation where the person right now can't afford the more expensive carbon, he's hoping and praying that he will get wealthier and be able to pay for the animal carbon. But right now, he doesn't have that money. And therefore, and it may never happen. And therefore, we don't tell him to wait. Similarly, the Gemara Masechta Yevamos Daf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph teaches us where a woman fell to Yibum. The halacha is that preferably the older brother should do the Yibum. The halacha is if the older brother is in Medina Sayyam, we do the chalitza with the brother who's available. Why? Because especially in those days, it wasn't for sure that he's going to come back from Medina Siyam. Moreover, there he says there's a concept of Mishumiguna. We don't want to put the woman in a status of limbo. So he quotes a Trumas Adreshin that does say that whenever you could do a mitzvah, do the mitzvah immediately. But he does agree that even though the Trumas Hadashin's opinion, the Trumas Hadashin himself says this, do the mitzvah as quickly as possible, if waiting not for a long amount of time, then you could wait. It's only when you're going to have to wait a lengthy amount of time, we don't wait. In fact, he wants to say, again, it depends on the mitzvah, but if you have, if the, you'll be able to do that the better mitzvah that day, do it, wait for the better mitzvah. I'm not sure if he means that even by the dalaminim, where you're supposed to take dalaminim right in the morning, and you only get, although apidin, you could take it any time during the day, take them any time during the day, that he'll say as long as you know you're going to have them today, you should wait. I guess every mitzvah is relative. And then he brings a raya from our Gemara, where our Gemara says that if we hold tumah d'chuya b'tzibur, that it's not that lechatchila, it's not like there was no issue at all if we need to bring a carbon b'tumah, and therefore we want to avoid bringing a carbon b'tumah. So the Gemara here on Daf Yud Beis in Masechta Sanhedrin teaches us that they make the year into a Shana Mu'beres, and therefore by the time Pesach will come, everybody will be Tohar. Let's think about it. We're pushing off the mitzvah. We're pushing off the mitzvah of carbon Pesach in order to bring the carbon b'tahara. And if you think about it, he says, we look at the Gemara in the block, in the daf before, where the Gemara says that even if the entire concern were that the animals, the Gedoyim v'Taloyim, weren't yet developed enough, that's something that should be taken into consideration. That's something that should be taken into consideration and making it that a Shana Mu'beres. Or, he says, the Gemara in Masechta Bava Kamma, that Pei Amar Aleph teaches us that somebody who said he's going to buy a home in Eretz Yisrael and get married doesn't have to do it right away. The Raya that we quoted earlier from the Tzitzis and the Tefillin, so he wants to say that's a different consideration, because Tzitzis and Tefillin are two separate mitzvahs. And if you could do the mitzvah, it's not that tefillin, the mitzvah of tefillin gets enhanced by putting on tzitzis while you're wearing the tefillin. They're two separate mitzvahs, and Chazal taught us that it's appropriate you should do those two mitzvahs at the same time. But each mitzvah remains an independent mitzvah. And because it's an independent mitzvah, if you could do one mitzvah, don't wait for the other mitzvah. Another place where this comes up is regarding Kiddush Levana. The Shulchan Aruch in Simen Tov Chav Vav, Arachayim, Sif Beis, paskins that Noch Lahamton Levarech B'Motzei Shabbos, it's appropriate to wait to do Kiddush Levana on Motzei Shabbos, Kishum Vusim, where he's well fed, or Begad of Noam, he's wearing nicer clothing. Aval, but the halacha is, if, says the Ramah, if Motzei Shabbos is after 10 days in the month, and now, if the next couple of days will be cloudy, you lose the opportunity to do Kiddush Levana, then don't wait for Motzei Shabbos. So we see from there that sometimes we wait to do the mitzvah and don't do it immediately. It's interesting to point out that the Gra disagrees. And he says that as soon as one can make Birkas Levana, he should do it. And not for Kiddush Levana, he should do it and not wait for Motzei Shabbos. Ostensibly, it's the Shaila that we're discussing. There's also a very famous tshuva, and the Shaila's tshuva is for Advaz, Chelik Dalet Simen Yud Gimel, where there's somebody who's incarcerated in prison, and obviously he can't have minyan, he can't do other mitzvahs, and they gave him a 1 day furlough. And the question is, what should he do with that furlough? Should he wait for Yom Kippur or for Purim to go to, out and be able to daven Yom Kippur b'minyan, Purim b'minyan? Or should he go out immediately, the first opportunity, and daven Eim Avir Malam, b'minyan Eim Avir Malam Mitzvahs? So he says, we know it says in Pirkei Avos, Iyatu Yedeya Matan Scharn Shal Mitzvahs. We never know what the real reward for mitzvah is. And therefore, the halach is reason magdim la mitzvahs. And he suggests that reason magdim la mitzvahs takes precedent over doing the mitzvah behidr. Darach HaShulchan in Aruch Chaim Sim Tov Chavav Sif Ches quotes this Ratvaz, but he says, if it's a Zman Kotzer, if it's not a long time, then you could wait. Similar to what we quoted from the Trumas Hadash and earlier in our share.